Hello.
Yeah, hi, Javier.
Yeah.
How you doing, Javier? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Will you be so kind as to give me just a few minutes of your time to do the survey? It's very interesting. It's about the issues that's going on in the nation and your community. I'll be quick. I go as fast as I can. And now, if you don't like it, you can quit anytime you like, okay? Thank you. Okay, here we go. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask you race? White, African American, Hispanic, or Latino? Hispanic, right?
Hispanic, yeah.
Thank you. And how old are you? What is your age?
21.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Can you say that again?
Yeah. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress more to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. Banning tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
What was that?
Banning tobacco products for adults.
Can you say one more time? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
No problem. Banning tobacco products for adults. This is I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on, to take notice. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Banning tobacco products for those, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Improving kindergarten to 12th grade education, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhere in the middle? Well,
somewhat approve or strongly approve? Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve? In other words, do you approve of some things but not everything? Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA, 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you.
What is 100 again? 100 is what?
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
Okay.
Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
70.
Thank you. And the Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100.
10.
Thank you. Moving right along. Okay, now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focusing on for each. I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Restricting body foods and sugary beverages. 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medications. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Consider this: do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
What was the proposition again?
It says that it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, as you probably know. And consider this: do you support or oppose a ban? They want to prohibit it.
Oppose.
A ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to anyone over 21. Do you support or oppose?
The ban, right?
Yeah. Do you support or oppose the ban?
Support.
You support, the strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat, strongly support.
The strongly support, okay, thank you. Okay, now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Fine, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults, 21 and older, brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
More harm.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there issues more important right now?
More important issues right now.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read you two statements. Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. The second one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you think is
the second one?
Harm reduction? Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all the traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. I'm going to read you what they're thinking that it might happen if it gets banned. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid or Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Concerned?
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. We're already at 54%. We almost done. Thank you so much for hearing that. I really appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with this statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with that statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market and we should operate. 0 to 10, do you agree or do you disagree? You know, I agree. Thank you. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and populations are suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. This ban would only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and larger scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it is a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Consider this: do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and anyone over 21? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly support?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support a proposal ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
The ban?
Yeah. Regardless of where you stand at this ban, do you think banning these products to adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
Benefit.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Someone that supports this, will you be more willing to work for, less willing, or will have no impact on your decision to work for that person?
More impact?
That have no impact at all, regardless of where he stands on the bands.
What was the responses they gave?
The other one is much more willing to work for that person, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, or have no impact.
Much more willing.
Okay, thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
No.
Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
Nope.
Heat not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
Nope.
Wine, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products, yes or no?
No.
Beer, yes or no?
No.
Soda, yes or no?
Yes.
Coffee, yes or no?
What was that one?
Coffee. Café.
No.
No? You haven't drank any coffee in the last 30 days? Okay.
No.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, we almost done. We are 90%. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college?
Did you graduate or just some college? You didn't graduate?
In the progress.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
are you married?
Associates.
Okay. That's what I have. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
One.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income.
What were the choices again?
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income.
Working class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
What was the first one?
Urban, the city. Urban means city. Suburban means right outside the city.
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a nice night. Take care. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.